Genetic research is shedding new light on how and when the dingo reached Australia. Dingoes were here long before white settlement, and in the late 1800s, they were regarded as such a pest that farmers and governments built a fence more than 5,500 kilometres long against them. The new genetic research suggests that Australia is home not to one type of dingo, but two. And it's possible the dingo's genetic past will give us new and fascinating clues to Australia's history hundreds of years before European colonisation. William Verity reports.
A full-scale search in the Ayers Rock area today failed to find any trace of a nine-week-old baby girl believed to have been taken by a dingo or wild dog last night.
Even before a dingo took Azaria Chamberlain at Uluru almost 35 years ago, Australians have had an ambivalent attitude to our native dog. While there are half a dozen recognised Australian breeds of dog, some of them, such as the Kelpie and the cattle dog with large doses of dingo, the dog itself remains unrecognised and, for many, unloved. Genetic research into the dingo didn't start until 1995, when Professor Alan Wilton from the University of New South Wales began the work to define a purebred dingo. After his early death in 2011, his work was taken over by his colleague, geneticist Professor Bill Ballard. Now, in work to be published by one of his PhD students, Kylie Cairns, it appears that we have not one type of dingo, but two.
The most recent research is saying, yes, there is genetic subdivision within the dingoes. And yes, I would argue that there are at least two different lineages of dingoes within Australia.
The research suggests that one lineage of dingo exists in the northwest, from north of Brisbane to Perth, while another, much more recent lineage, exists south of Brisbane to Victoria, and particularly in alpine areas. The research is important for two reasons. On the one hand, it may well lead to the conclusion that dingoes have inhabited Australia well before the earliest fossils, 3,500 years ago. But the other implication is likely to tell us far more about humans than dogs. It may point to ocean traders arriving on the east coast of Australia many hundreds of years before European colonisation.
The lineages diverged outside of Australia. Potentially, there were two independent introductions. One introduction may have occurred when New Guinea and Australia were connected by a land bridge, and the other may have arrived through seafaring traders.
The challenge now, according to Professor Ballard, is to identify their lineages and to try and keep them distinct.
One of the things that now needs to be done is to ensure that like lineages of dingoes are actually mated together.
And in order to finally define what we mean by a purebred dingo, dingo remains from before European settlement and kept at the Western Australian Museum are about to be analysed by the ancient DNA laboratory at the University of Adelaide.
It'll give us some sense of time and some sense of space and some sense of understanding of what a dingo was before white humans arrived in Australia.
If there is renewed interest in dingoes, it'll be good news for Lucille Ellam, president of the Australian Native Dog Society. She was a founder member of the nation's first dingo sanctuary, south of Sydney, in 1976. It may come as no surprise that she believes the dingo is a much misunderstood animal, and the cause was not helped by the Chamberlain case.
What it did was it poisoned everybody to think that dingoes were mean, spiteful, vicious, and angry animals, which they're not. Dingoes don't go out and randomly savage herds of cattle and masses of animals. They only kill to eat, which is normal in the wild.
For Lucille Ellam, the fact that the dingo is not even recognised as a breed of dog speaks volumes for a national attitude that needs to change.
The dingo isn't recognised as our wonderful breed of our country. A feral animal that has to be shot. It's not recognised, respected and looked at in an awesome way as, wow, look what we've got in our country.
More genetic research uncovering the history of the dingo is expected later this year. William Verity with that report.